Our first speaker is Gary Eisenstadt. He's a friend of mine. I look forward to his chat every year. He's going to talk about the employment update, what's happened in the last year. He's super thorough, super smart. He's a shareholder in Ogletree Deacon's Dallas office and a founding member of their trial practice group. He's board certified in labor and employment law and a fellow of the College of Labor and Employment Lawyers. He appears regularly before federal and state governmental admin agencies and tribunals, has extensive experience representing and advising management in all aspects of employment law. He's been named one of the best lawyers in Dallas every year since 2014, to the top 100 lawyers in Texas annually since 2014, best lawyers in America since 2008, and Texas super lawyer since 2003. I look forward to his chat every year. So let's welcome Gary Eisenstadt to the stage.
Thank you and good morning. Appreciate you all being here. And we've got these nice big poles. So if you're sitting behind one of the poles and you can't see me, I'm sorry. I'm not much to look at. So hopefully the material's a little bit more entertaining than visually I am. Before I start my remarks, I also want to thank you as one of the co-chairs for coming. We put a lot of effort into this every year, and I want to thank Mark in particular. Mark is very innovative. He's really got his ear to the ground in terms of what it is that you all would need and want and like to hear and who is really good at presenting it. I'm here anyway, probably because I'm one of the co-chairs and I just bullied my way in. But really, Mark's a great guy and he's been a great co-chair, and so I appreciate that and thank you, Mark, for the opportunity to work with you. I have to tell you, usually I'm thinking when I'm giving the employment law update, that's not a big deal for me, right? It's like I'm an employment lawyer. How hard could it be? We keep up on this all year long. Our firm gives annual breakfast briefings a couple times a year in all the Texas major cities. If you don't come and you want to know about it, come see me afterwards. And I thought, all right, I'll make that and that'll be easy. Well, like every conference, they want your materials way in advance. And every year when I've done this, I've kind of dragged my feet a little bit because, well, stuff happens. Well, this year has been just a complete blank storm of things that had happened on April 23rd and April 24th in the area of labor and employment law like I have never seen before. So they kept knocking, going, can we get your materials? And I'm like, hold on, not yet, hold on, not yet. So let me kind of give you an update. You can see where we're going to go today. I'm going to start out talking about a Supreme Court and Fifth Circuit case that represent a bit of a sea change in the area of labor and employment that we have not seen before, more plaintiff employee friendly than we've seen in the past. And I'll spend a little bit of time talking about those two cases. But where things really got interesting was on the rules side at the department level, right? We had a lot of rules, agency rules, April 23rd and April 24th. Oh my God, it was like everybody's said, we're going to release them en masse all at once, and they did. So we'll talk about briefly the Federal Trade Commission non-compete rules. You've got a non-compete section coming up this morning, so I'm not going to dive all the way into that, but I'll give you a quick high level on that. We had the Department of Labor issue some wage and hour pronouncements that have been challenged for years. I think those are going to stick. I'll give you an update. If you were here last year, we talked about the McLaren decision, if you all remember that, right, that where the National Labor Relations Board struck down certain provisions and separation agreements. That was just argued in front of the Sixth Circuit, so I'll give you an update on that. The EEOC finally came out with its guidance on harassment, and those are included in your materials, so I'll give you that. The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, been around for a little bit. Guess what? Rules also came out right about this time, okay? So we've got rules, 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 and rules, and we'll talk a little bit about the effectiveness of those rules, and then we'll talk about some recent Texas legislation. So buckle up, here we go. First two, cases I'll talk about is the Supreme Court case and the of the Muldrow case, and then a Fifth Circuit, the Hamilton case. I know you usually you all don't really need or care. Speakers like to talk about the facts of the case, and you kind of zone out. I do, and I'm like, just tell me what I need to know, right? But you kind of need to know a little bit about the facts so you can understand the context.